From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, The Making of a Man of God. In Galatians chapter 1, we find that immediately following his conversion, the Apostle Paul spent 3 years in the desert of Arabia. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been seeking to explain why Paul was sent to Arabia instead of being allowed to begin his ministry right away. As we've seen already, in some ways, Paul's desert experience parallels those of Moses and Elijah. Furthermore, Paul went to the desert for the same reason Jesus did, to face the opposition of Satan. But more than that, he went there to be alone with Christ and to learn from him. Among the lessons Paul learned was that the first thing the Lord does with anyone he would use is to empty him of his pride and self-reliance. In addition, Christ encouraged Paul, and he educated him. There in the Arabian desert, Paul learned Christ. Finally, the Lord Jesus empowered Paul to serve him through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here is the indispensable lesson. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, nothing worthwhile or lasting can be done for God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message, The Making of a Man of God. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Remembers No More. The text is Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. When we know the Lord, we receive the forgiveness of sins. We know Him as the God of grace, passing by our transgressions. What a joyful discovery is this! But how divinely is this promise worded? The Lord promises no more to remember our sins. Can God forget? He says He will, and He means what He says. He will regard us as though we had never sinned. The great atonement so effectually removed all sin that it is to the mind of God no more in existence. The believer is now in Christ Jesus as accepted as Adam in his innocence. Yea, more so, for he wears a divine righteousness, and that of Adam was but human. The great Lord will not remember our sins so as to punish them, or so as to love us one atom the less because of them. As a debt when paid ceases to be a debt, even so doth the Lord make a complete obliteration of the iniquity of His people. When we are mourning over our transgressions and shortcomings, and this is our duty as long as we live, let us at the same time rejoice that they will never be mentioned against us. This makes us hate sin. God's free pardon makes us anxious never again to grieve Him by disobedience.
Thank you.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Try to imagine. Sometimes people sit like bumps and logs in meetings, and the only thing they imagine is a preacher saying, that's a benediction. But I want you to imagine something here. Could you imagine the Apostle Paul coming to Greenville to be a speaker at some of the seminars? Could you imagine the Apostle Paul getting up to give you 10 principles for this and that and the other? Could you imagine that? Because if you can imagine that, you need to go back and start reading your Bible. I want to tell you, he would never waste his time in that sort of stuff. He had a theology that was all Christ. And he had a methodology that was all Christ. Could you imagine the Apostle Paul doing what? I'll not name him. I'm not making an attack on him, but on the gimmick. But could you imagine the Apostle Paul doing what one independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, all the other adjectives, Baptist pastor did? To get a crowd in church, if you bring so many people, I'll swallow a live goldfish. And he did. you imagine Paul doing that? Not at all. His theology was Christ. His methodology was Christ. Could you imagine Paul doing what Billy Graham does? Let's do away with all denominational distinctives. Let's do away with all theological distinctives. Let's get all together so that we can have the biggest possible crowd for the biggest possible evangelistic crusade. Could you imagine Paul going down to Brazil like Mr. Graham did and have the Roman Catholic bishop make the sign of the cross over the converts as they come up? Could you have the Apostle Paul going to Poland as Mr. Graham did to tell the people, if you want to come forward, come forward. He's speaking to Roman Catholics, come forward to confirm your baptismal vows. Could you really see Paul preaching that way? Could you imagine Paul saying, as Mr. Graham recently said, that there's a great expectancy of Christ in the air? The Buddhists call him one thing, the Mohammedans call him another thing, the Jews call him another thing. We call him the Messiah or the Christ. Could you imagine Paul talking like that? No way. He had learned a theology. He had learned a gospel. He had learned a methodology. He had learned Christ. And if Christ with him was enough to save the world, then Paul would see the world saved. But if Christ was rejected, then Paul had nothing else. So that's what he learned, alone with the Savior. Time forbids that I go through the details of how he learned his union with Christ, his justification, the imputation of the righteousness of Christ, mostly how he learned the church was not little bunches of Jews, but it was something to be the body of Christ worldwide. Christ educated him, and then he empowered him, teaching him the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which had commenced when Ananias came and laid hands on him, Acts 9:17. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now he was being led into a deeper knowledge of the Spirit's ministry. And as the Spirit of God worked in him, the Lord Jesus commissioned him for special service. He said to him on the Damascus road, I have appeared unto thee, and I will appear unto thee. That's what he was doing now in these 3 years in Arabia. Let me bring it all to a close. Those 3 years were the making of Paul the Apostle. There's no other way that the Savior has for making a man of God. There's no alternative to this preparation. Now, whatever your position in the Church of Christ, you may never be a preacher, foreign missionary. Don't ever run away with the impression if you can't be a preacher or a foreign missionary or someone in a prominent place that therefore you're not important in the Church of Christ. That's utter nonsense. Those missionaries, those preachers, can't do that much without the body of God's people. But whatever your place in the Church of Christ, you need to learn more than any mere man can ever teach you. What I'm saying to you is, there has to be, for every one of us, our Arabia. That will take time. And I give you again the words of Alexander White. Will you think on them now as we come to the close of this meeting? Take time with the Lord. Time is money to the businessman. Time is money. When I crossed the Atlantic as I do once or twice a year. I'm always looking for the cheapest fare. And I travel back in what we call cattle class. A businessman whose schedule is not set up months in advance. A businessman will go and he pays thousands of dollars to make the same journey as I make for a few hundred dollars. He maybe sometimes spends $2,000 on one leg of a ticket to see if 2 days and get into his office here in the States. Why? Because time is money. But listen to Alexander White, to the preacher. Time is truth and certainty. Time is fullness and power. To a man of God, to a Christian, time alone with Jesus Christ is all important. And why so many Christians have weak lives and weak testimonies is because they have little time. To have time, you must have retirement. Retiring from the world. A deliberate time to get away from the world. A deliberate time where you say, everything is shut out. Even the legitimate things of life. Where I can allow nothing. I can allow no one to keep me out of the presence of my Savior. I must retire from even the most legitimate things to get alone with Christ. I must put aside the important things for the all-important thing. I must set aside the thing that is good for that which is best. So many of God's people are like Martha. They're cumbered with much serving. When all the time the Lord Jesus is saying, take Mary's better part and spend time at the feet of Jesus. Take time and retirement. And listen to me. Absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. Paul's time in Arabia was not a time of negotiation. His time in Arabia was not doing a deal with Christ. His time in Arabia was to lay himself, body and soul, on the altar for God. To be sold out. To do the Master's will. Wherever it may lead. Whatever it may cost. Absolute surrender. Vital in making a man of God. I went into Arabia. I went into Arabia. He was not transported. As Philip was after meeting the eunuch, he went. In other words, he heard the call. He obeyed. That's the call of God to me. Christian, you've got your Damascus Road experience. Will you pass from death unto life? Wonderful, wonderful grace. The call of God is go a little further. Get alone with Christ. And there be fashioned by the hand that fashioned the world, there be fashioned to be the man or the woman whom God will use. Just think. You look across this congregation tonight. Just think what God can do through these legs, emptied of self, encouraged in Christ, educated in grace, and empowered by the Spirit. Just think what he can do with people who have time to get alone with him and who are fully surrendered to his will. May God bring us into Arabia tonight.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.